Proclamation number 8879 of 4th of November, 1964. God wants to be known as love. I am the Lord, your God. And when you are addressed by me myself, you can unhesitatingly believe my words. For there is one thing you must not overlook, that the time of the end has approached and that you will therefore be guided into all truth. For the fact that I myself speak to you proves to you how immensely important a correct enlightenment is for you, for it depends on this enlightenment what your further fate will be, in what maturity you will experience the last day or enter the kingdom on the other side. And that I myself speak to you, of that you can be sure, I still do not let you approach the last day without warning. You stand before the end of a redemption period, and only few of you will enliven the new earth, therefore these few will also have to possess pure truth, because this is to be spread again, because it is to find entrance among the inhabitants of the new earth. And for these I will always be and remain the God of love, for the new time begins with a generation which is only receptive to my love, which sees the God of love in me, and I don't want to be anything else for them either. For they are in such close union with me that I can dwell in the midst of them. That they are therefore far removed from their former apostasy. That they have reached the aim which earned them union with me. And now you will also understand why I show myself to my own as a God of love, why I only ever emphasize my endless love and also want to be recognized as a God of love. Why Roman 1, as the most perfect being, only ever want to assert my perfection, why I want to win your love, which only gives itself to the perfect. You must understand that you are approaching a new time which will have nothing in common with the present time, and that for this purpose I prepare you, who belong to my own, for this time. The change from this present period to the new epoch is so enormous that this cannot be described to you. And it would also not put you into a state in which you could grasp everything that happens. You would truly perish before the fullness of grace, which you are allowed to experience. And then you would also not be able to imagine any shortcomings, you would not be able to imagine that there are beings who do not recognize my love and seek to win it. Then you will also see in God the highest and most loving being from whom no being will ever want to distance itself again. And you will not be able to understand that the rejection of the divine power of love once took place, and that these beings, who are guilty of this sin, always harbor the creations, which make men immeasurably happy on the new earth. You, who now teach in the last time, you are just as entitled to represent this word as truth, because I know it, what serves mankind, I know it, what it stumbles over, and I have understanding for it that men are not prepared to accept everything, and I recognize the motives of their resistance. For if a person forms a picture of me which is different from what he has been informed of so far, this is a sign that he wants to see me perfectly. That his love for me is therefore so profound that he does not want to discover anything which diminishes his love. And I also want to possess such profound love so that I can then dwell in the midst. Amen.